This is GQDN for Tuesday, August the 1st, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/thegroupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and of course by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some sales for you. Oh, and we do have some other games that be coming out and a little bit of a Gamescom news. But we begin today with Hearthstone, brought to us by DualShockers.com, and they're saying that Hearthstone is available, so go play it. Now we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they are saying that they want, or that Xbox wants the CMA to unblock the deal. So, with the deal that was signed with Sony, Microsoft did ask the UK regulator, CMA, to stop blocking the deal. And the company did submit, quote, change of circumstances, unquote. That's a document. And so they're hoping that the CMA will now reconsider its decision. So here's what Microsoft did say, quote, as the CMA is aware, Sony is the principal opponent in the transaction and maintained that Microsoft was not serious about entering into a deal with Sony. Microsoft has always maintained publicly and privately that, in line with its strategy to make more games available to more gamers on more platforms, it would not withdraw or withhold Activision games from Sony. The Sony agreement now formalizes this public commitment. We'll keep an eye on it, of course. Now we go to GamesRadar.com, and they are saying that The Last of Us and Apex Legends stars will be hosting the future game show at Gamescom. Now, these two are called Troy Baker. He was the voice behind Joel, and he also is Higgs in Death Stranding. And he's teaming up with Erika Ishii for the future game show at Gamescom. Now, Gamescom will be on Wednesday the 23rd, and that'll be at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, which is 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And you can watch it on YouTube, Twitch, Steam, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok on its different channels. Now, there'll be over 50 games from the publishers and developers. And that would include Frontier Developments, Raw Fury, Thunderful Games, Necon, and Crunching Colossus. So, it'll be big stuff coming. So, we shall see what happens. Now, let's get to some sales. And this is going to be done over a few articles like GameSpot, Engadget, and Eurogamer. Because both PlayStation and Xbox are on sale, but these are expected to go quick. So the PlayStation 5 consoles dropped from $500 to $450 because of the sale on Monoprice. And Monoprice does offer a 14-day return policy. So if you're looking to get an upgraded console, now's the time. But that also goes with Xbox Series X. So both of those are on sale right now. So go take a look around and see where it's on sale at. I gave you one name, but Xbox has another thing going on. And that is, according to Eurogamer, you can have a Xbox Dynamic background for about $70. Now, the purplish pad does cost $70 and will launch in the UK and US and some other countries there next week on Tuesday, July the 8th, so 1 week from today. Now, the Xbox controllers with pad does have approximately 40 hours of battery life and does use Bluetooth and wireless technology to communicate with the Xbox consoles and PC. But not just that, it's also iOS and Android devices. So go enjoy it. But if you don't want those and you want some stand-up consoles, according to GameSpot, you can save up to $250 on the Arcade 1-Up cabinets. And they're at Best Buy. So right now you can save between $100 to $250 on the arcade cabinets. And there's quite a few things like Mortal Kombat, Pac-Man, X-Men Arcade, Street Fighter 2. So go check them out. Definitely. Oh, and according to Destructoid, Lenovo wants to make a handheld gaming PC, because apparently what they are seeing is success within the handheld market for video games, and they want in. Now, the Madden Championship Series within the Esports Corner via Esports Insider is indeed coming back, and it will have 6 in-person events with a grand total of $1.7 million prize pool. So this league is open to the players from US and Canada, Germany, Britain, and Mexico. Now, the Championship Series tournaments will be taking place through the year, and it will end with the Madden Bowl. It'll be similar to the real world Super Bowl. And this season will have more tournaments included with more LAN experiences. So the season starts in August and will end with the LAN final on September the 6th. And that's the day before the NFL kickoff game. The tournament will have a $200,000 prize pool and will be the official start of the Madden Championship Series season. Now, the Ultimate Madden Bowl will be a $1 million tournament and will take place in early 2024, around the time of the Super Bowl. But EA has not shared any further details about the Madden Bowl, but they will when the tournament does come close. Oh boy, Street Fighter, what did you do, players? Because PCGamesSN.com did say that during a tournament, a Street Fighter 6 player did interrupt one of the tournaments. How? Street Fighter 6 is a game that's entirely violent, which means it has an ESRB rating of 18+. So nobody below the age of 18. So with that, one of the players forgot to turn off the mod because, well, Chun-Li didn't have any clothes on. Now, what one of the commentators did say, quote, "That's a very interesting Chun-Li costume there. Keep in mind that Street Fighter 6 is an 18+ game, as you guys can see." In fact, it's up on Twitter, otherwise known as X, under at Nicholas Dioro, quote, "Street Fighter tournament host forgets to turn off his nude mod." So according to Twitch's guidelines, quote, "Users are prohibited from broadcasting or uploading content that contains depictions of real nudity, which includes realistically doctored nudity. Incomplete censorings such as pixelation, mosaics, and blurring effects does not constitute an exemption to this policy." So that did happen. But let's get to some positive stuff. And we start with Dark Souls shooter Remnant 2 did pass 1 million sales in a week. So Remnant 2 is on both, is on all PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox updated consoles, and they sold about 1 million copies. So here's what the developer boss, David Adams, did say. Quote, "To everyone who helped us achieve this amazing milestone, thank you for your unwavering support. This was a multi-year journey for us, and we couldn't be happier to see fans with such a great time with the game we put our hearts and soul into." But with that said, we go to Baldur's Gate 3. That's according to GamesRadar.com, and they're saying that the players are praising the studio for their attention to detail. In fact, one user did say, quote, "This is one of those games where we'll still be finding new things on a regular years from now." Another one did say, quote, "Imagine if the kids don't know those were druids and just think some cats could turn into giant spiders." Okay. But another one did say, quote, "Those kids are hiding in a druid grove. The not again probably doesn't refer to spiders creeping around in the cave. It probably refers to the fact that other druids have snuck in there to scare them when they've gotten caught stealing in the past." It sounds like they're enjoying themselves. Now we go to, and we'll end the show with, the Xbox Game Pass titles for this August. So what's coming is Celeste, and that's coming August 1st. A Short Hike comes August 3rd. Broforce Forever, August 8th. Limbo, August 9th. Airborne Kingdom is August 10th, and Everspace 2, August 15th. That is it. No more news. We'll see you again tomorrow. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.